Across the United States, nearly 3,500 infants die every year from sudden unexpected infant death syndrome, SUIDS. You may know the related term, SIDS. That's a subcategory. Seven families in King County lost infants last year to SUIDS. In some cases, these babies are dying from suffocation because they're not sleeping safely. Sometimes they're not in a crib. Instead, they are sleeping in bed with their parents.
All parents want to have a safe place for their babies. And sometimes for some parents, that safe place was being right next to them. And it wasn't like the parents wanted to have an unsafe situation for their baby. They really wanted to have their babies close. That was the most important thing for them. And that's how they felt they were keeping their babies safe.
That's Rebecca Benson, a nurse with King County. The county's public health department is giving baby bed boxes. Literally, a small cardboard box with a firm mattress at the bottom to families who need one to help keep infants safe during sleep. Benson told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel why these simple cardboard boxes can be a lifesaver.
So we've had situations where a family is sleeping on the floor with multiple children, maybe several mattresses. An infant has fallen between those mattresses or between the wall and the mattress. So a situation where the infant does not have their own safe place to sleep.
How does giving a family a box like this help infants stay safe during sleep?
They have their own space. There's not a concern for, say, blankets or pillows rolling over the top of them, or being too warm in a bed with other adults or other children. That's one of the risk factors for SIDS and SUIDS is overheating. So it's their own little safe spot.
You and I were talking before we started recording, and I told you a little bit about what it was like when I brought home my baby. I fell asleep with her. More than once, I accidentally co-slept with her, essentially. I think that's a not uncommon experience for new parents. They just fall asleep with their infant. So even in that situation where they're accidentally falling asleep with their infant, they may have the best of intentions. What's a way to ensure, to preset conditions to ensure a safe experience?
Well, first of all, what I want to say is that most parents really want to be really close to their infants, and they're especially then, you know, when they're first bringing their baby home, you fall in love with that baby and you want to be close to them. And there are times where you're holding on to them and they're going to fall asleep. If you're awake and they're falling asleep on you, that's just a really wonderful way to continue to bond with your baby. The falling asleep with your baby, that just happens. We never want to make a parent feel bad that could happen. The biggest message that we want to have is when you're putting your baby down for sleep, putting them into a safe sleep situation.
Do you think that doctors and nurses, medical professionals who work with pregnant women, with new parents, can do a better job of educating them about safe sleep?
I think our medical professionals do a really good job of addressing the safe sleep message. Oftentimes what happens, though, like when you give birth and you've just had your baby, there's oftentimes a lot of hectic information that's given. You're excited, you may be sleep deprived, you may be really tired because you've had a long labor, and then there's a number of health messages that are needed to be told to you while you're in the hospital. And sometimes those messages kind of get lost or forgotten or, you know, just like, I'm so tired, I don't remember that. You know, so I think the important thing is that even after those messages are given by a medical professional, either before the baby's born or in the hospital, it's important for them to be followed up with after the baby is born, when the parent maybe has a little bit more, has had some sleep, has had some time to recoup and really just, you know, be ready to hear that message again.
This is something that you've thought about not just as a nurse, but as a parent as well. What's your own personal connection to thinking about babies and sleeping?
Yeah, so I grew up in a very large family. I'm number 7 of 8 children. And my mother had the great fortune of having an amazing obstetrician, a woman obstetrician at the time, that most women were formula feeding their babies. She was a big proponent in breastfeeding, and that included breastfeeding and having your babies in bed with you so that it made it easier to breastfeed. So each one of us in my family got about a year in our parents' bed. And, you know, that was a source of great pride for my mom. And she passed that on to us, of course. You know, so when I had my children, you know, it was expected that, for one thing, that I would breastfeed, and that family culture of sharing the bed with our babies was okay. So, you know, as the years have gone by, I became a public health nurse, and I started looking at different situations and really realizing that babies really are safest if they have their own safe place to sleep.
So what did that do to your thinking about how you grew up, how you slept with your own kids when you were bringing them home from the hospital?
I was probably just really, really fortunate that I didn't have a tragedy that some families have had.
Rebecca Benson with King County's Nurse Family Partnership told Jeannie Yandel about the county giving out baby bed boxes to any family who needs one to reduce infant mortality. By the way, since the 1930s, every new family in Finland is given a baby bed box filled with other essentials, sleeping clothes, soap, diapers. Finland has the 7th lowest infant mortality rate in the world. The United States ranks 58th.